Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ches Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shlomim Shishachtim Beheichel. As we discussed in our previous shiur, if the Kabin Shlomim was brought in the Heichel, the Kabin Shlomim we know are Kachim Kalim. They're sometimes obligated to bring, sometimes then the Dova, they could bring them from Bokar or Tzoyin, male or female. The halach is that the shechit of a Karban Shlomim can be done anywhere in the Azara, not only in the Tzofen, like the halach is by Kachi Kachim. And here we're learning the halach, if they did the shechit of the Kachi, of the Shlomim in the Heichel, the halacha is Amar Rav Yochanan Shlomim Shishachtu Behechel Ksheirim. Shenema Veshachtu Pesach Oil Moed. The Torah teaches us that the shechita can be done Pesach Oil Moed. Shloi Tafel Chama Men Iker. And the Gemara says Asvara. The Gemara says that if we could check it, as we just finished saying, anywhere in the Azara, then the halacha certainly would allow us to shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash itself, because we cannot treat an area that has less Kedusha with more Kedusha, less than we treat a area that has more Kedusha. So we could check anywhere in the Azara, certainly we could check in the Heichel as well. Meisvei asked on that, the Brisa says, if the Avdikachavim encircled the Azara, and therefore because it's dangerous to be out, since it's dangerous to be out in the Azara, how do we know that Shekahanim Nechnasim L'Heichel V'Oichelim B'Kotche Kotchim Shiyar Menachos? How do we know that even though normally the Kotche Kotchim and the Shiyar Menachos, which as we often discuss, are considered like the which are considered also Kotche Kotchim and eaten in the Azara, how do we know that under these circumstances, that the Kahanim can enter the Heichel, eat there, Kachi Kach Mishar Menachos? Tamalaymer, the Pasuk says, Kal Kabana, L'chol Chasam, L'chol Chatas, L'chol Hashamim, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Techlana. The Pasuk seems to be saying that we're allowed to eat the Kabanas in the Pasuk is allowed to eat the Kabanas in the Heichel. As we mentioned in the previous year, the Sefer Oyelah Shlomo says that even though we're learning that under certain circumstances we could do the Shechit of the Karban Shlomim in the Heichel, but he taught us that that's only acceptable b'diavad. Here too, even though we're learning in our shiur today that we're allowed to eat the Kachim in the Heichel, that's only, as the Gemara said, that's only in a situation where it's a b'di'evid, the Gemara said, the Azara has been surrounded, it's a dangerous situation. That therefore, the Oyelah Shlomo says, again, in this b'di'evid situation, you could eat it in the Heichel. The Radvaz seems to say, even stricter than the Oyelah Shlomo. And the Radvaz, at least in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, says that even b'shas ha'dchak, one should not eat kachim in the Heichel. What the Gemara means to say over here, says the Ratvaz, is that if they were eaten in the kachim, they don't become posel with yotzei. We often discuss and will discuss that if a carbon is taken out from where it's supposed to be, the halacha is that there's a psul yotzei for having taken out from where it's supposed to be. So we learn here that psul doesn't apply if it was taken to the Kachi Kachim. But he wants to suggest a big chiddush that even the mitzvah that one has for eating Kachim will not be makayim that mitzvah if you eat it in the Heichel. Says the Gemara, V'lema v'alam likra, why do we need a pasuk to teach us this? Lema, why don't we learn from the pasuk? V'nisar s'menu yachl aron vonav b'chatzar oil moed yachlu, that the Torah says that these kabanas should be eaten in the Azara. And now we should apply the Svara that we began the shiur with. And we should say, V'loye tafel chomem an ikr. And just like you could eat it in the Azorah, the halacha should be that you should be allowed to eat it in the Heichel. So ask the Gemara, once we establish what we learned at the beginning of the shiur, that you could do the shechit of a karmen shlomim in the Heichel with the svar of leich tafel chomem an ikr, that svar should be applied to be allowed, at least in the pashpshat that we're learning, to eat the kachim when necessary in the Heichel. Answers the Gemara, the two cases are not similarly. He says, when we speak about the shechita, avoida the adam avid makam rabbi, when it talk about shechita, which is an avoida sashem, there we say the svara, aminin, of we say the svara shalai chtafel chamam and ikar. Achila, but when we speak about eating, sh'ein adam avid makam rabbi, there's a certain level of respect, what we're allowed to do by makam rabbi, and what we're not allowed to do with Makam Rabbi, and eating is not considered respectful. Ain Adam Eichel Makam Rabbi, so only Tam the cause of Kro, only because there's a Pasik that teaches us, because B'Kadosh B'Tachlana, Halei cause of Kro, were we not to have such a Pasik, we could not just apply the Svara, Lai Tafam Chamam and Ikalai Aminin, we could not just apply that, we could not just apply that Svara. So there's a big question in the Rishonim. The pasuk that we're learning that under the circumstances we're allowed to eat in the the kachim in the heichel is the pasuk of Bekadosh Kedoshim Techlana. So the pasuk uses the words Bekadosh Kedoshim, and the question is what is meant with the words Bekadosh Kedoshim. The Ramban says we should take the words literally, and according to the Ramban, not only are the kabanas, not only in the Kaddish and the Heichel may they be eaten, but even in the Kaddish HaKadoshim. Devin Ezra says that in this situation, the word Kaddish HaKadoshim used in the Torah refers to the Heichel. He says the Kaddish HaKadoshim is not the place that there was ever a Havamina that we should be able to eat. The Yad David says that even if we'll say, like the Poshta Pshat in the Pasik, that the words B'Kadosh HaKadoshim Techlanu refers to the Kadosh HaKadoshim, it refers that the mitzvah to eat kachim is fulfilled by the Eved if it's done in the Kadosh HaKadoshim. But it doesn't teach that a kohen is permitted l'chatchila to enter the Kadosh HaKadoshim in order to eat kabanas. Even if there's no other place which is safe for there to be eaten, one may not enter the Kadosh HaKadoshim. He says, although there's a mitzvah kachim, and therefore we would suggest that the mitzvah sasei for the kanim to eat the kachim should override the mitzvah lo sasei of entering the heichel, entering the kodesh kodashim. He says it overrides, as we're learning, the isser of entering the heichel. However, it cannot override the isser of entering the kodesh kodashim, because he explains entering the kodesh kodashim carries with it the punishment of Misa B'dei Shemayim, and eating kachim cannot take priority over such an Aveira that carries with it Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Kli Chemda says Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir is referring to a case in which the Kohanim were compelled to enter the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedoshim to escape danger for their lives, because we know the Pikuach Nefesh overrides everything else. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser is teaching us that in the event that the Kohanim had to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim because it was a Mokum Sakana, so then they're allowed to eat Kachim both in the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. So in other words, the Kli Chemda is saying that under normal circumstances, we would never be allowed to go into the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedoshim, even the Kodesh, to eat Kabanas. The only situation here is that we've entered these areas anyway. And we've entered these areas because it's a situation of sakana. And once we've entered these areas because it's a situation of sakana, and there are kodesh hakodashim, there are kachim available to eat, so now, since we're there anyway, they may be consumed there. Says the Gemara, Itmar, what will be the halacha, discusses the Gemara, that we normally know that the oil has to be put into the Korban Mincha. And the proper way of doing it is putting oil on the bottom of the pan. Then you put the flour on top of it. And then on top of the flour, you put some more oil and mix them together. And after it's mixed together, you put oil, the leftover oil, over that entire mixture. So it turns out, oil is put into the Korban Mincha 3 times. This is not the case by all Korban Minchas. Some Korban Minchas only have oil put into them twice, and there is no yitzika, there is no pouring oil on top. And there are other types of situations also. Every Korban Mincha that has oil in it, the oil is supposed to be mixed with the flour. But as we also know, the halacha is b'lila ain't a makevis. That the halacha is if you did not do the mixing, the carbon is still a kosher mixture. However, the halacha of yitzika, the where yitzika is required, the yitzika is essential. But the halacha is that the yitzika does not have to be done by a kohen; it can be done by Yisrael. So begins the Gemara, Itma Bala Chutz L'Chaim Sazara. If the mincha was mixed together with the oil outside of the Azara. So we have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Psula, because he says that the Belila has to be done inside the Azara. And the Pashup Shad is because the Belila has to be done the Belila has to be done in a Klisharis, and a Klisharis is not allowed to be taken out of the Azara. It's not effective out of the Azara. And Rish Lakish Shama, and Rish Lakish is Kshera. The Chazon Ish says this is a situation where it was done b'di'evit. But certainly explains the Chazon Ish that even Rish Lakish will agree that Korban Mincha is supposed to be mixed together in the Azara. Because we just mentioned it's supposed to be done in the Klisharis, and the Klisharis is supposed to be done in the Azara. He only is saying a new svara. Rish Lakish is saying a svara that since, as we learned, if you didn't do the belila altogether, it would be acceptable. So therefore, if you didn't do the belila, if you did it the belila improperly, that would be still a kosher belila, since it's obviously not such an essential malacha because it could be skipped by the evan altogether. And the Gemara explains itself. Rishlak Shem Kshera, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, for Nefesh Kisakriv Korban Mincha Lashem, Soilas Yer Kabonai, Vyotzuk Lashem of Nosuk Lelavana. The Torah doesn't say anything about Kohanim. Then the Pasuk says, Vyavia Bnei Aaron Kohanim for Kamatz, Mikamitzva Eilach Mitzis Kuna. After the Kamitza, that's when the Kamitza and on is when you need Kohanim. Limit, from here we learned that Yitzika Belel Ksher Bazar. That, as we said, they could be done without a Kohen. So just like, says Rav Shlokish, just like you don't need a Kohuna Laibai, Pnim Lamin Baibai, he's going to see, just like we don't need a Kohen, if it's done Chutz Lazar, it's acceptable. Rav Yochanan says Psula, the Kima Des Yosub Klihu, as we said, it must be done in the Klisharis. Ned, the Kuhuni Labai, indeed, the halacha is that we don't have to have a Kayin, but the halacha will be still, he says, that you have to have the Rav Yochanan Kulila Bazar Kshera, but Chutz Luchayim Pnimi Abayim. Tanya Kavasit, Rav Yochanan says the Gemara Braisa that supports what Rav Yochanan said. Bolo Zar, if a Zar did the Belila, it's Kshera, but if it was done, Chutz Luchayim Sazara, it was done outside the Azara, it'll be possible. The Meshech Chachma points out, the halacha is that the Pitim HaKtiris does not require that it should be done by a Kohen, the manufacturing of the K'tiris. And even though the manufacturing of the K'tiris need not be done by a Kohen, the halacha is, it has to be done Bifnim. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Kol Maseh Bekoidish. Everything that involves every time we're involved with the Tyrus, it has to be done in the Azara. Fatim Zaktiris Beklisha Chulin Psulim. So you see that even though it doesn't require, says the Meshech Chachma, according to the Rambam, the Kayin, it does require that it should be done in the Azara. So he asks, why would Reish Lakish not say the same by the Karban Mincha? So he explains that Reish Lakish is obviously going to hold like the opinion of Rav Shmuel Levi, quoted in the Yerushalmi and Masechet Shkalim, Perek Dalad Halacha Gimel, where there he quotes the opinion of Rav Shmuel Levi, who said that the Pitim HaKtiris can indeed be done Chutz LaZara. So now, the raya that you want to bring from Pitim HaKtiris to Mincha and ask on Reish Lakish will not be relevant. The Achroinim discuss that when we're speaking about the Nesina Shemin, what Nesina Shemin are we talking about that's done Chutz LaZara? The halacha is, says the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, that as we mentioned a few moments ago, when we spoke about the way the oil is put in by the Karban Mincha, and we learned that there's a coating of oil put on the bottom of the Kli Sharis, says the Taras HaKadosh, that coating of oil does not have to be Kli Sharis, and it doesn't, therefore everybody would agree, including Rabbi Yochanan, that it could be done Chutz LaZara. Moreover, the Likutei Halachos, the Chafetz Chaim, wants to suggest that there would be no machlokes on the Yitzika B'diavad. And he says that the Yitzika also, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, could be done Chutz LaZara. The only time that they're arguing is the Shemen that's put on top of the flour after the flour is in the Keli. The Mishnah said, the Gemara just quoted, K'mitza ve'elach mitzvah kuna. The K'mitza and on has to be done by Kahanim. The question that, so I saw Tosfos points out that Tanufa ve'agosha require Kahanim, that, so it's, so even though they're not one of the four avoiders of the Karban Mincha that are corresponding to a Karban, the halacha he however suggests is that it has to be done by Kohanim. Our Gemara just taught us a very interesting concept, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that something doesn't have to be done, but if it's done, it has to be done right. And that's why over here, as we're learning, that the Belila is not absolutely required, but still, I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer Lekach Toiv says that if you do it, if you don't do it, it's going to be acceptable. But if you do it and you don't do it right, that will not be acceptable. And he brings a raya from a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that the halacha is that if somebody did the mitzvah of the Chatas Oif anywhere on the Mizbeach, even though it's supposed to be done under the Chutas Sukra, and he did it above it, the halacha is, it's kosher. Why? Because the Gemara suggests that since if you didn't do the mitzvah altogether, the halacha is it would be kosher. So the halacha therefore is that if you did it incorrectly, it's no worse than not doing it at all. But here in our Gemara, we're learning that if you didn't do the bila, it would be acceptable. But if you did it in the wrong place, it would be acceptable. So Rabbi Yosef Engel explains what's the difference. He says when you do belila chatz la'azara, it's worse than doing the mitzui on the wrong place, because when you did the wrong place on the mizbeach, you did mitzui on the mizbeach. Yes, the Torah wants us to do the mitzui on the proper place on the mizbeach, but the halacha is, as long as you did it on the mizbeach, it's going to be acceptable. Whereas over here, when somebody didn't do the belila altogether, when the belila was done chutz lazara is a place that doesn't have kedusha, and therefore it's much worse when it was done chutz lazara versus when it was done versus the case of the mitzui that was done by the mizbeach just in the wrong spot on the mizbeach. We learned And we're going to learn. If the mincha does not have all of the ingredients it's supposed to have, the halacha is that the carbon becomes pasul. The pasuk says, "V'nisaras min mincha l'aron l'banav min mincha." Do we learn from there if the mincha doesn't have all it's supposed to have, the mincha becomes pasul? Says the Gemara, "Itma mincha shechasra." If you have a carbon mincha that you lost part of the carbon mincha before the kmitza, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yavam mitoch beisai, bring from home the missing part of the ingredient that you're missing, v'yemaleno, and you'll do it all over again. And the Paiskim and the Mefarshim explained that you have to do Yitzik again, because given that on this part of the carbon mincha that you now added, you're missing, you never had Yitzik, and we're supposed to have Yitzik, so then bring, do Yitzik again. Says the Gemara, You don't do so. And the Gemara, the carbon becomes permanently disqualified. And the Gemara explains the machlokes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maybe mitach beisu yom leno, supplement the ingredients that you're missing. Kmitza kavalei. What makes a carbon mincha into carbon mincha is when you do the kmitza. Before the kmitza was done, it could be corrected. Rishlaka says it cannot be corrected because his opinion is Kedushas Kli Kavalei. Once it was put into the Kli Sharis, it becomes a mincha. And once it becomes a Kavalei mincha, it can't be corrected if it's missing. Ask the Gemara, Eisle Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish, the Mishnah Masechta Negoim speaks about the Loik Shemen Hashem Metzora that's put into Kli Sharis. And as we've learned, the Metzora has to bring many kabbanas when he becomes tahor. And amongst the kabbanas that he has to bring is a light shemen. And what's done with the light shemen is that the kayin takes from that light shemen and pours from it into the left hand of another kayin. If he poured it into his own hand, palm, it would be acceptable. And he dips his right finger into that oil, and he spritzes from that oil 7 times towards the kachim kachim. And every time, as we learned, he has to dip again and spring again. Then he takes from that oil that we had already slaughtered the carbon oshim that the Metzora has to bring. And we take the blood of the carbon oshim and put it on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. And now the kohen puts on top of that blood this oil on the right ear, right thumb, and right thumb. And then the rest of that oil, then we take some oil and we put it on top of the Metzora, and the rest of the oil is distributed amongst the Kohanim. So it says in the Mishnah that when we speak about the Metzora, Emiri Loyotz Chasar Lug, if we don't have the Loy Shemin, if it happened at Shlo Yotzak before the Kohen started pouring it out, Yem Lenu, we can fix it. Afterwards, it can't be fixed. Says the Gemara Tiyufta, here Rav Shlokish's opinion is clearly refuted, because here we say as long as we didn't do the Avodah, we could fix it. And here, Rav Shlokish says that it can't be fixed. So, Taisus asked the obvious question. There's an assumption throughout Shas that all the Meroim knew all the Mishnais. So here we have an open Mishnah, which contradicts what Rish Lakish says. How did Rish Lakish not know this Mishnais? So first, Tosfos suggests that even though all the Meroim expected and knew all the Mishnais, they did not know the Mishnais and say the Taharis. This is a Mishnah, as we said, in Masechta Negoim, and say the Taharis. Another explanation that the Sfasemis wants to suggest, that there might be a difference between the mincha and the loy shemen shemetzaira. The mincha becomes pasul when you lose part of the ingredients. Whereas the loy shemen, that there it's different. And therefore, the Gemara could have easily differentiated between the two of them. And that would be the machlokes of Shlokish Rabbi Yochanan. Do we compare the halacha of a mincha to the loy shemen, or do we not? Continues the Gemara. Itmar Shirayim. Now Gemara teaches us another machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar Shirayim Shechasmu Ben Kmitza Laktora. After the Kmitza was done, some of the Shirayim were missing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makta Kmitza Laim. We could still burn the Kmitz. Says Maraliba to Rabbi Lezer, according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer that we're going to study, the Kulam Loi Pligi, everybody will agree that even if you're missing from the Shrayim, we could still burn the Koimitz. But says the Gemara, Ki Pligi Aliv de Rabbi Shua, the Machlaikas according to Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara quotes the Machlaikas of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua to be able to understand what we're learning. The Mishnah we're going to learn, that Chav Vavam and Aleph teaches us. Nitmash Shirel, if the Shrayim of a Kavim Mincha became Tameh, or Nisrafa Shirel, they got burned, of the Shrayim they got lost, Midas Rabbi Lezer, according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, a Machlaikis that we learned in Masechta Pesachim, can we do Zrikas Adam on a carbon, even if we don't have any more Basar left? If something happened to the Basar. So we know that the Zrikas Adam, by every carbon, is an essential part of the carbon. So the question is that if we have the basar that we're supposed to eat, or we're supposed to burn the mizbeach, and now it's not here anymore, lost, whatever. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, if we could still do Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Shua's opinion is that we don't do Zrikas Adam. It's the famous statement Rabbi Shua makes, Im ein basar, ein dam. Rabbi Elazar says that Im ein basar, even if there's no basar left, yesh dam, we could do Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Shua learns the Shita from the pasuk that says, bases his opinion based on the pasuk that says, Vasisa Elasecha Habas Vadam. And from here we learn, Yesh Basa Yesh Dam, Ein Basa Ein Dam. Rabbi Lezer, on the other hand, learns, Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. And he says that under all circumstances, you could do Zrikas Hadam. The amount of basar or emrim that Rabbi Shua requires to still be left, that we should be able to do Zrikas Adam, is a kezias. Furthermore, we cannot combine, according to Rabbi Shua, a chatzi kezias basar and a chatzi kezias emrim. The halacha Rabbi Shua says that if there's no basar, we can't do Zrikas Adam, does not only apply in a situation where we don't actually have the basar, but even in a case where the basar is here, but it became tamei or pasul, the halacha is that the Rabbi Yeshua will say that we can't do Zrikas Adam. The Gemara used a very interesting word in introducing the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah said that he used the word kamidas. Why is the halacha kamidas used? So I saw that the Mefarshim suggest, because our Gemara is telling us that this machlokes is, even though this machlokes was taught us in Masechta Zvach, it's a machlokes regarding kabbonis, it also applies to Kavim Minchas. And that's why we say Mida. Rabbi Lezer has an opinion that applies in different areas of Shas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Omer, according to Rabbi Lezer, you could do Zrikas Adam, even though we have no Basar, commits Rabbi Shua Psula. And the Gemara explains that everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that you could do Zrikas Adam, even though there's no Basar, he will obviously hold that you could do Haktara of the Kaimitz, even if you don't have all the Shrayim, because it's no different than you don't have all of the Basar. The question is, says the Gemara Man, the Pasul, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is, who says that if you're missing Shrayim, you can't do burning the Ketairis, obviously holds like Rabbi Shua. Man the Machsher, Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's kosher, says, at kind like Rabbi Shua Hassam, El de Lo Yishayru, Lo Yishtayr. When did Rabbi Shua say, Im ein basar ein dam? He said in a place where there was no basar at all left over. But we're speaking about a case that you're missing some of the Shrayim, but you do have some Shrayim left over. And therefore suggests Rabbi Yochanan, where you still have shiraim left over, I feel Rabbi Shua, by the way, even Rabbi Shua will agree, you could do Haktara on the Kaimitz. The Tanan, and the Gemara goes into the Machlaikus of Yeshua and Rabbi Leza. The Tanya of Shuaimer, Kol Azvachash B'Tayra, when we speak about any carbon, Mishtaimem Kazayas Pasuk Kazayas Chalev, if we have a Kazayas Pasuk Kazayas Chalev leftover Zarek Saddam, we could do Zarek Saddam. Chatzik Kazayas Chalev, we only have a Chatzik Kazayas Pasuk and a Chatzik Kazayas Chalev, the Loch will be Ena Zarek Saddam. Oila, since by carbon Oila, everything is burnt on the Mizbeach, both the Basar and the Chalev. So there, I feel like Chatzi Zayas Basar, Chatzi Chazayas Chalev can combine and Zarek Saddam, Nesha Oila Kula Kolo. Or Mincha, by a carbon Mincha, Abish Kula Kiyemis. Even if you have all of the carbon Mincha intact, Lo Yizrek. Says the Gemara, the Gemara says, what we just said, of course, is very difficult. Mincha Mayavidite, where does Basar and Dam come into the consideration when we speak about Mincha? Answers the Gemara, what was meant to teach us was, Amar Papa L'Minchas Nesachim. We know that when most Kabbanis, we bring a carbon Mincha, depending on the carbon, depending on the size of the animal, that will tell us how much you have to bring in the Minchas Nesachim, in the wine. But what does that have to do with the animal? So we're saying that let's say Sakadat Chamina, let's say the basar of the carbon is all missing, but the Michas Nesachim is still intact. So we might have assumed Hoyel Behadi Zevach Asya Kis Gufa De Zevach Damya, since they come along with the carbon, so it should be considered as if we still have some of the carbon left. And even Rabbi Shua would agree that we could do Zrikas Adam, Kamash Malan, that the Michas Nesachim is not the carbon. Says the Gemara, Uman the Apostle, according to Rabbi Shlokish, who says according to the opinion of Rabbi Shua, if you're missing some of the shrayim after the kemitza was done, even though you have shrayim left, and even if you have a kazayis of shrayim left, the halacha is you won't be able to do burning of the kaimitz, even though Rabbi Shua just told us that by a carbon you would be, Shani Hach, why over here, even if you have left over a kazayis of shrayim, may you not do haktaras kaimitz? Dama krah, because the pasuk says varim kaimim mincha as askaraso victor hamizbeach mizbecha. We learn from here hamincha. We learn from the word hamincha adi isel kula mincha, unless you have the entire kaimim mincha intact, and if not, you can't do haktaras kaimitz. Idach Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish and says that as long as you have some of the shrayim left, you can do Haktaras Kaimitz. What will he do with this pasuk of Min HaMincha? To teach us the Mincha Shaisa Kvar. As long as you began with a proper Mincha, you could now burn, and now you have some shrayim left, you could go ahead and do Haktaras Kaimitz. Eser B'Yachin Reish Lakish, the Braisa says, regarding the Lechem upon him, and we've discussed many, many times, that the Gemara, throughout our Masechta, is going to treat a carbon, the lechem upon him, with the two rows of bread, and the bezichin, the spoons of levoina, the two spoons that are on top of the two rows, like a carbon mincha. And the Mishnah, and the Braisa teaches us, Achlai Perka, if before they took the bread out of the shulchan, nifras lachma, the bread started to crumble, the loch is a lechem posel. They make the lechem bezichin, and it won't be considered a proper carbon mincha that we should be able to burn the bezichin. However, im shiparka, if after they took it out of the shulchan nifras lachma, some of the bread crumbled and is missing, so the halacha is halachim pasul, because the halacha is that if you're missing some of the lachim, it becomes pasul. But the halacha still be make the lechem bezichin. Vama Rabbi Lazar loy shiparka mamish ela. It doesn't even have to be that you took it out or didn't take it out, but as we learned in the other day, kivish gzmiel mana lifrik, if the time to take it out, which we describe, is after chatzos on Shabbos came, abishle pirka, even though you didn't actually take it out, the halach is you'll still be able to burn the bezikin. So we see that if it was taken out or even just potentially be taken out, and only afterward it crumbles, you could still do Haktaras Bezikin. How could you, Reish Lakish, say that if the shrine began to begin missing after the Kmitza, they could still affect the ability to do Haktaras Kaimitz? Amalei, so Reish Lakish is going to respond that this price is following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar holds, as we said, that main Basar, even if there's no Basar left, you could do Zrikas Adam. And he will hold here as well that even if something seriously happened to the Lechem, it doesn't affect that you could burn the Bezikin. Amalei, Rebbe Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Ana Amina Lach Mishnah Shleima. I told you a Braisa, that is anonymous. Everybody agrees to it. For Amalei at Rebbe Elazar, you're telling me it's following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar? Says the Gemara, E Rebbe Elazar, if you want to suggest, as Rebbe Yochanan to Reish Lakish, that price is following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, then my area nifres. You don't have to talk about a pot that it crumbled. According to Rebbe Elazar, a philosoph of a nami makshur, even if it's missing, doesn't prevent us doing Zrik Saddam. And here too, even if the lechem, something more serious happened to the lechem upon him, it shouldn't prevent us from doing the bezichin. Says the Gemara Ishtik. Reish Lakish remained quiet. He didn't have a good answer to the question that Rav Yochanan posed. And in fact, Taisa says, because of this, Reish Lakish retracts from his opinion and he paskins like Rav Yochanan. The fact that he couldn't answer a question seems to be enough of a reason to prove that he's retracting from his opinion. The Chazon Ish says that Reish Lakish perhaps could have used the teretz to teach us that when there's a problem, when the bread crumbles, it's not just that the bread disappears, that even crumbled bread, so you have the crumbs, is the same as missing bread. And therefore, the fact that he remained quiet is not a compelling reason that he has to show us that he agrees with Rav Yochanan. But ask him about my shosuk. Lemele, why didn't he just say, the lechem upon him is a carbon tzibur. Shani, hoyel v'ishtri tumel gabayu, we know that tumel hutchibit tzibur, and therefore, t'chishtere namich seris, even though if you're missing, here aloch will be, even if you're missing part of the lechem, it'll be kosher. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Adabrahava, Zois Ameris, Chisorin, the reason the Gemara did not want to offer such a teretz is Chisorin, when you're missing something that you're supposed to have, the aloch of use it like a balmum. And when we speak about a balmum being disqualified for a carbon, the aloch is that we don't differentiate between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid. Vein balmum betzibur. Says the Gemara, Yosra Rapapa, the Kamalah Shmatz, Rapapa was sitting and saying over this halacha, Amalei Rav Yosef b'Shmayel Rapapa, Miloy Askinen, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish b'Minchas Omer. Aren't we speaking about the Minchas Omer, which is a carbon tzibur, Opligi, and we see that they argue that, and we see that Rav Reish Lakish says that if it's missing between the Kmitz and the Ktar, it's puzzle. And that's why this answer that there's a difference between carbon tzibur and carbon yachid was not offered. Amar Rav Malkiah, says the Gemara, how do we know that if it's missing, it's possible? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says by the carbon mincha, v'viu al bnei Aaron kahanim, v'kamos misham maloi kumtsu misalta mishamna al kal v'nosai. Misaltoi, the pasuk says misaltoi, it doesn't say misoilus, to teach us, shem chasra kalshu, if you're missing some of the flour, psula. Mishamna, we learn from that, shem chasu kashu, if you're missing some of the oil, the halacha is that it's possible. But Tanya, but there's another braisa. The pasuk says, when the seris men of minchal aron lebanav, kodesh kedoshim yishe Hashem, and here it says that you have to have the whole mincha, prat lemincha shechasrihi, if you don't have all of the shrayim, the halacha is that mincha that was done properly, the shrayim eaten, shchasa kumtza, but we also learn that if the kumtza is missing, shloyokta melvanasa klum, the pasuk is teaching us that the kaimitz that's missing is possible, and if you don't have levoina, you can't burn the kaimitz. we learn from this that we're learning the psul of chaser. We learn either from the words mesalta mishamnai, or what we learn from the word minamincha. So the Gemara asks, trei kroy b'chseiris lamali. Why do we have to have these two different psukim, the pasuk mesalta mishamnai and the pasuk minamincha? Why do we have to have two psukim? Lav. One is teaching us that if part of the ingredients of the carbon mincha are not went missing before the kamitza, that the carbon is possible. Another to teach us that if they're missing after the kamitza, if they were there by the time of the kamitza, but they went missing after the kamitza, the halacha is that it will also be possible. So ask the Gemara, so this brisa, and this understanding of the brisa is to yuftu Rabbi Yochanan Tavayu. Rabbi Yochanan said that if some of the ingredients are missing before, after the kamitza, the carbon is fine. And he also said if they went missing before the kamitza, he said, yavim mi beisoy v'yimaleno, bring from home and fix it. And here he's saying different. Says the Meraloi. That's not the way to understand. The Mishnah, the Brice is coming to teach us both psukim. One is where some of the ingredients are missing before the kamitza. Coming to teach us, if you're not going to replace, then you have a problem. But if you bring from home, in it's kosher. Filoi, and if not, loy. Chad to teach us the shrayim shchatzim and kamitza like Torah. You still could do the kamitza even though you lost some of the ingredients. Even though you lost some of the ingredients after the kamitza will be good. The aktaras kamitza will be good. But what will not be doable, oisin shrayim asurim b'achila, you will not be allowed to eat. You will not be allowed to eat those shrayim. Dibaylu, the question was asked, Lidivrei Oimer, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that taught us that Shirayim Shechasu Ben Kemitza L'Aktara, that some of the ingredients of the Shirayim are missing at between the Kemitza and L'Aktara. The Loch is, Mak the Kemitz L'Aim, we could burn the Kemitz. Oishin Shirayim Ma Bechila, what will be the status regarding the eating of those Shirayim? And Amaziri, on that Amaziri, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'Naseres Men Mincha L'Aaron R'Banav, and we learn from here, V'loi, only if we have all of the shrayim. The law and the seres and the seres. But if some of them are missing, then we cannot eat those shrayim. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai says, Haman seres min mincha, as long as mincha shayis kfar, as long as the shrayim was, as long as the kar mincha was full at the time of the akhtara, it doesn't make a difference. If now, after the Akhtara, you lost the shrine, since at that time, the shrine were all in place, you could eat the Karim Mincha. So according to this explanation, according to Ziri, if shrine went missing between the Kemitz and the Akhtara, according to Ziri, you'll be allowed to eat it. And according to Rabbi Yanai, you'll bring the Kemitz and you won't be able to eat the shrine. That's the first pshat in Rashi. That's the pshat we learned. Rashi quotes a second pshat that you'll never be able to eat the shrayim, and the only nafkamina in this is how to understand the pasuk. The Ar Sameach discusses another aspect of this machlokes of Ziri and Rabbi Yochanan. A michas chayta, the halacha is supposed to be chareva. There's not supposed to be any oil in it. What's going to be the halacha after the kamitza, before the akhtara, you put oil into it? Will it become possible or not? Says the Ar Sameach, it's connected to the machloikas of Ziri and Rabbi Yanai. According to Ziri, the halacha is that since it was good by the kamitza, that's all that I care about. According to Rabbi Yanai, it has to be done right until after the kamitza, and if until after the akhtara, And here, since at the time of Akhtaro, it wasn't done right, his opinion will be that that will, his opinion is that that will disqualify the Karban Mincha.